Chapter 11, verse 20. And as you know, the story of Lazarus, and he had been buried, and when they had first sent for Jesus, he had not come straight away. And when he came, this is what happened. John 11, verse 20. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know, let's say that, I know. Do you know? I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Let's say that. Thy brother shall rise again. Amen. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, usually I tell you the title right at the beginning, but I don't want to tell you the title right now because I don't want you to focus on that. We see that, you know, when we come to church and we hear a word and we've been told about Jesus, that he can save, that he can deliver, that he can heal, and we hear the word and something in our heart gets touched and we get moved and we decide to accept Christ, and the preacher tells us what a glorious thing it's going to be when you get saved and how everything is going to change and God is just going to come in and everything's just going to be beautiful and happy. And we believe the preaching word. We believe the preached word, and we get saved, we get baptized, and we start coming to church, and nothing seems to happen. And they tell us, well, it's because you still need to be filled with the Spirit. And so we come to church, and we come down to the altar, and we start praying, and we start seeking God for the infilling of the Spirit. And eventually, there comes a day when the Holy Ghost comes upon us, and we speak with other tongues as the Spirit gives utterance. And we get happy, and we think, now, there's going to be a difference. I'm born again. I'm a saved child of the King. And yet, still, nothing happens. Our life seems still the same. We're still facing problems. Things are still dragging us down. The devil seems to still be beating us up. And yet, we've been told that once we come to Christ, once we get filled with the Spirit, once we get delivered, things are going to change. And yet, for us, it seems nothing has changed. This is going to be a real short message. Now, Jesus came. Lazarus is dead. And they believe things are going to change. So, Martha says, if you had been here when he was sick, he would not have died. And that's how we are many times. We say, Lord, if you had just shown up before it got from bad to worse, nothing would have happened. You'd have been able to deliver. You'd have been able to heal. The pastor preached a message saying, you can do this. You can be healed. You can be saved. You can be delivered. And yet it seems that our Lazarus sometimes dies. John chapter 11, verse 41. But you see, there's more to the process than even being baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. Now watch this. John 11, 41. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And guess what happened? The dead Lazarus started to come to life. And he got up and started to shuffle out of that grave. He was resurrected. But you see, here is the problem. There was still a problem, because although he had symbolically been born again, he still couldn't move. He was bound by grave clothes. So the title of my message today is Take Off the Grave Clothes. You may be born again. You may have been filled with the Spirit. Jesus may have made your life new, but somehow you have not yet taken off the grave clothes. You have looking for God to change your life, but you're still wearing the stuff you died in. You're still hanging around the friends you were saved with. You're still doing the things that God called you from. And although you are filled with the Spirit and have been resurrected, you're still bound. You see, when we first get filled with the Spirit, can you imagine what must have gone through Lazarus' mind as he suddenly found that he was back to life. But although he was back to life, he was still struggling. He was not free. He was still bound. He still could not see. You'll see that they had covered his face with a napkin. We find ourselves after we come to Christ, the preacher has preached a great message telling us how life is going to change for us. And we receive the Spirit. We start to shout. We start to rejoice. And yet we go back out there and it seems that we are bound. We're shuffling. We're still not free. The devil is still taking us down. And this surprises us and we don't understand it. But what I'm trying to tell you is you got to do one more step. You got to take off the grave clothes to be truly free. John 11:44. And he that was dead came forth. You see, you have been truly filled with the Spirit. God has let you speak in tongues, but there's still some things you have to do. There's still some progress you have to make. There's still some directions you have to go. There's still some changes you have to undertake. You got to take off the grave clothes. And many of us who have been saved a long time sometimes are still straggling around with some grave clothes. We haven't taken it all off. And that is what is binding us. That is what is letting the devil depress us. Because we have not completely had a change of garments. Those of you who are in Sunday school understand what I'm talking about. You have to have a new garment. You can't, even if you're filled with the Spirit, you still have to let those grave clothes come off of you. You see, it wasn't that he was just bound. He still couldn't see. We come to Christ, we're told that God is going to change your life and everything's still going wrong. We don't understand it. We cannot see with natural eyes because we have to take off that napkin, that old grave clothes, and start to look at what God is doing with spiritual eyes, to see his plan, to get some joy in our lives. Amen? Born again, but still wrapped up. Here's a different title for you. We got to take off the grave clothes because God can fill you, but nothing in your life will change. You will still be bound, not able to move, not able to rejoice because you still got some old clothes on. It was the same thing that 4 days before they had buried him with. They had tightly wrapped him up. They had covered his face. That was the custom. And even though Jesus had brought new life, he was struggling. Do you feel sometimes like you're struggling, even though you know God has filled you, even though you know God has a plan for your life? You need to take the grave clothes off. See, it's very disappointing sometimes, you know, when you first come to God and all these things that you have heard doesn't happen right away. Well, let me tell you what you need to do. Take off the grave clothes. You need to find some change of clothes. You need to go in a different direction. Different direction. See, the Bible says in Ephesians 2:1 that you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. We were wrapped up in some trespasses and sins. And just because you get the Holy Ghost doesn't mean you can still just run around. You need to get off the grave clothes. And I'm speaking to some older saints too. Because sometimes we take off some of the stuff, but we still got some stuff trailing around. You know, you ever been in the bathroom and you stepped on some toilet paper and you're still trailing it around? And no one will tell you, they're just looking at you. They know where you've been. If you don't want the devil in the world to know where you've been, take off all the grave clothes. Don't leave yourself a trail for the devil to start to follow. We need to be completely loose of all the things that bound us and kept us down. See, Jesus resurrected Lazarus. Think about it. He was alive. He had been brought back to life. But still could not move, still could not see, because he was still wearing the old grave clothes. I want to make sure I've got nothing trailing me. I'm going to make sure I don't have no toilet paper stuck on my shoes. I want to make sure that I have got a complete change of raiment. Do you understand that when Jesus resurrected, he left the grave clothes? Did you see that? He did not come back with no grave clothes. He left the grave. I don't know what he was wearing. Maybe glory. But he was not wearing the grave clothes. They went in, and what did they see? The grave clothes was right there. But you see, Lazarus came back. He still had on all these grave clothes. Lots of us. God has delivered us many times. He's brought us back to life. But there's things we need to take off. There's things we need to put down. There's things we need to leave alone. There's a new direction we have to go in. Or else, although we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we will still be bound. Lazarus could do nothing. In fact, he needed help. In fact, Jesus said to the others, you help him. That's why we come to church, to be strengthened, for someone to whisper to you a word of encouragement, for someone to pray. They're taking off, helping you take off the grave clothes. It wasn't enough that Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. It's not enough that you go down in the baptismal. It's not even enough that you're filled with the Spirit. That is great that you're back to life. But unless you first take off the napkin so you can see where you're going, if it's not enough to just come back, but you got to take off and start to look at what you're doing with spiritual eyes. You got to have someone come and help you get off all of that stuff. Someone's got to tell you, hey, you stepped in something. Take off the grave clothes. You see, when they went to Jesus, there were the grave clothes. He didn't come back with the same grave clothes. God is telling us that when he says, come forth, he means you to leave all that stuff behind. Amen? I'm not putting you to sleep today, right? You need to take off the grave clothes. Let me tell you some of the clothes that we used to have. 1 Corinthians 6:9 says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived. Here's some grave clothes. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortionists. He's making sure he's naming all the grave clothes. He's naming a lot of stuff here that he said, this is how you were. You need to leave it behind. He said, you can't really do anything. You're not going to inherit. You're not going to go very far on your Christian journey. Yes, you've come out of the cave. Yes, someone rolled away the stone. But you need to take off the grave clothes. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, set apart. But can you imagine someone coming out the grave? They're scary looking. It was pretty frightening, I believe, to see this person who was dead still with the grave clothes. You don't want to talk to someone like that. But once they had taken it off, they could see that this was their brother. I'm sure that at that point, once the grave clothes came off, there was a lot of hugging and laughing and joy. Not just that he had come back from the dead, but that now he was able to function fully in the fullness of life. God wants you to have life and have it more abundantly. See, he's given you life. He says, now you hath he quickened that were once dead in trespasses and sins. So now take off the grave clothes so that you can have life and have it more abundantly. They even covered the eyes with a napkin. I can imagine at first Lazarus must have been confused. Well, I came back, but I still can't see. Many times we know that God called us. We know he's filled us. And yet we're going through such hardship. We still can't see our way because we've got the napkin. We need to take it off. We need to put on some new garments, some garments of praise, the anointing oil of joy. Those of you in Sunday school know what I'm talking about. This is all related. We need to take off the grave clothes. That means we've got to change our old thinking. The Bible said that you have to have your mind renewed. You can't think like you used to. You can't have all those doubts and fears and meditate upon that. But start to think about the goodness of Jesus and what he has done for you. Start to think of how he delivered you. Martha and Mary must have looked and said, he's alive, but he can't move. We better do something. That's why we come to church, to encourage one another. Because Jesus didn't tell Lazarus to take off his grave clothes. He told someone else, loose him, let him free. But Lazarus had to be at the place first where that could happen. See, God has got some new clothes for us. Who likes new clothes? Amen. For a few years there, I was blessed. I didn't even have to buy a suit. Brother Tony and I were blessed. Brother Longoria, he was losing weight. And he was coming down and I was going up. He was decreasing and I must increase. And he had about 30 suits. I don't know how many suits he had. He gave us so many suits. I think I gave you about half and I kept the other half. Who doesn't like a new change of clothing? What I want to tell you is that God doesn't want you to come forth still in the grave clothes. He has got a brand new outfit for you. He has got something so beautiful. He's got something so wonderful. You know, he said to put on the garment of praise. Amen. That's what we've been trying to do. Take off the grave clothes. Don't let any little threads still hang around, because those little things will spoil your outfit. You got to make sure, look in the spiritual mirror of the word and make sure that all of that stuff's off of you. Because you want to be looking good, because you're going somewhere. You're going to a wedding. You're heading in a different direction. You didn't just come out of the grave to hang around here. But God's plan is that you're going somewhere. 2 Corinthians 5:1 says, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God." In John 14, he said, "Let not your heart be troubled. I'm going to prepare a house for you." He's got a whole outfit for us. Not just an outfit, but a house as well to go with it. You know, a matching house. Now, we have matching clothes, but God's got something better. He's got a matching house. "For we know if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands." In Hebrews, it speaks about the heroes of faith, how they searched. Abraham searched for a city whose foundations was not built with human hands. And he did not yet find it in his day, because the Bible says that they had to wait for a better thing. God has got a better thing for us. It's not just good enough coming out of the grave, but it's time to take off that old grave clothes and put on something new. Be clothed with the righteousness of Christ. Be clothed with the garments of praise, having your loins girt about with truth. Amen. And the breastplate of righteousness. It says in verse 2, "For in this we groan." Tell you many times I groan. I say, "Lord, please come. Take us out of this." "Desiring to be clothed with our house which is from heaven." See, when Jesus arose, I don't know what he was wearing, but it was something new. Because he left the old grave clothes right there. Do you notice that? It was different from when Lazarus came forth. Lazarus came forth in the same thing that he went down in. Because it wasn't until Jesus died that we have the opportunity now not to just be resurrected, but to have a new life, a new change, a new hope, a new station in Christ. Amen. You can stand. Verse 3 says, let me start back at verse 2. "For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed." It wasn't good enough even that Lazarus was released from those grave clothes, because then he would be naked. But he had to put on something. God is calling all of us. If you've been disappointed with your Christian walk, if things haven't been going your way, even though you've been filled with the Spirit, God is saying, "Yes, I resurrected you. Don't doubt that. Don't doubt that you're alive, Lazarus. But you still have to take off the old clothes. You still have to take away the napkin. I've got a new set laid out for you. Just keep coming to church. Let the word wash you. Be clothed with the garment of praise. When we sing, when we worship, when we lift up our hands, don't let a service go by, even if you don't feel like it. Put on that garment of praise. You have to put it on. No one's going to get you dressed. They can help you take off the old clothes, but you need to put on something yourself. "For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed." You need to have an earnest desire. You got to want this thing. You got to really want it. An earnest desire to being clothed with our house which is from heaven. "If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked." If Lazarus had just taken off, that still wouldn't have been good enough. That's still pretty scary. Right? I don't think any of us right now would want us to just suddenly be naked, right? For some of us, that'd be pretty scary. Amen? That's what he's saying. "If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked." No, I don't want to present that image. The image I want is to be clothed with Jesus. "For we that are in this tabernacle do groan." If you're not groaning, that means you are happy with the way you are. Are you happy with the way you are? I can tell you I'm not. I am not happy with the way I am. It says, "For we are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened." See, a lot of us are still in that out of the tomb, but still with the grave clothes. Burdened, can't move. wondering why we haven't had the blessings and promises that the preacher talks about. Well, here it is. Jesus has said, come forth. You've started the journey, but you still got the grave clothes on. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened. Not that we want to be unclothed, not that we want to be naked, but we certainly don't want to have the grave clothes on. But clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. It's a short message, but it's the truth. If you've been wondering why your life is the way it is, it's not that God hasn't called you, God doesn't want you, God doesn't love you. He has even spoken to you. He's called you out of darkness. Called you out of darkness. I'm sure that tomb was dark. And yet, although Lazarus came out of the tomb, he still couldn't see. He was out of the darkness of the tomb, but yet he still couldn't see because there was a napkin on his face. We need to ask God to take off the napkin, to take away the grave clothes, and seek to be clothed with his righteousness, his love, his grace. We need to leave some of that stuff in the tomb. Just like Jesus, our example, did he left it all in the tomb. I'm sure he wasn't naked when they saw him, but he was clothed with a new garment. Never, ever to die again. Never, ever to get dirty. We need his righteousness. We need his clothing. I open the altar for whoever wants to come and pray. All I'm telling you is you got something on your shoes. I'm just pointing that out. It's up to you to take it off. It's up to you to take off the grave clothes. It's up to you to let God clothe you with his righteousness. If you want to see some progress, if you want to see real life, not just life, but abundant life. Yes, you spoke in tongues. Yes, you may not be in the cave, but you need to take off all that stuff. Then you can have life and more abundantly. Hallelujah. See, we're early. There's no rush. Thursday night, we're going to have special prayer for the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Try and make it if you can, because that's what we want, is to have life, but not just life still in grave clothes, but life more abundantly. You got to want this. You got to desire this with your whole heart. God will not force himself upon you. But if you want this desperately, if you're willing to call out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. Doesn't matter who's around. See, those blind men were determined. They had heard that this man could open blinded eyes. You think you're going to let somebody shut you up when you can get your eyesight? They said, shut up. What did they do? They cried out the more. I'm telling you, this is the time to cry out the more. There may come a time when they don't allow you to cry out. Even in America, we say that'll never happen. Well, I want to cry out the more. Take off my grave clothes. Clothe me with light. Clothe me with humility. Clothe me with a garment of praise. Clothe me with worship. Clothe me with grace. Clothe me with love. God is speaking to someone here today. I'm explaining to you why you have not seen what you have been told. Because although you're filled, although you've been born again, you need to take off the grave clothes. Leave that stuff back in the tomb. Hallelujah. We're going to pray as they sing. We don't need to take an hour. All it takes is for there to come a sound as of a mighty rushing wind. That's all it takes. I'm sure that every single one of us have some things we want God to do for us. This is our month of consecration. Before anyone could get near to hug up, to give a hug unto Lazarus, they had to take off the grave clothes. Then they could see that it was truly him come back from the dead. Before we draw near to the Master, let's take off the grave clothes. Get ourselves some new clothes. Hallelujah.